Civics poll, 69% of voters say Joe Biden's economy is fairly bad or very bad. By Wendell Hasebo on September 2, 2022. 69% of voters believe President Joe Biden's economy is fairly bad or very bad, a Civics poll found Friday. The Civics poll averaged 750,700 responses tracked between January 15, 2015, August 31, 2022. The Civics tracking model captures the shifts in attitude of various groups over time across all 50 states and Washington, D.C. These changes can happen either rapidly or over time. While the vast majority believe Biden's economy is poor shape, only 3% of respondents say the economy is very good. 24% say it is fairly good. 4% are unsure. The polling is similar to findings by a Wednesday Quinnipiac poll. Less than 1% of adult Americans say the economy is in excellent shape. 20% say it is good shape, and 79% say it is not so good to poor. Among registered voters, just 1% say the economy is in excellent shape. 20% say it is good shape, and 79% say it is not so good to poor. The Quinnipiac poll also found that Biden's 40-year high inflation remains the top issue. 27%. For Americans heading into the 2022 midterm elections. No other issue reached double digits. On Friday, the Labor Department revealed August's jobs report. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7%, while the economy added 315,000 jobs. Breitbart News' John Carney analyzed. Economists had expected the economy to add 318,000 jobs and the unemployment rate to hold steady at 3.5%. The range of forecasts by economists surveyed by Econoday was between a gain on payrolls of 200,000 to 390,000. On unemployment, the range of forecasts was for 3.4% to 3.6%. The prior month's report was stunningly high at 528,000, nearly double what economists had forecast, and unemployment fell from 3.6% to 3.5%. This was revised down slightly to 526,000. The June report was revised down by 105,000 jobs to 293,000. On average, the economy has added around 471,000 jobs per month in 2022, an extremely high rate of payroll building. The Labor Department's job opening and labor turnover survey showed that there were 11.239 million job openings at the end of July, nearly two for every unemployed person. Carney believes Biden's economy is in danger of a much deeper downturn than what we saw in the first half of the year. Speaking with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe on Wednesday, Carney said inflation is so high that it is hurting people spending on discretionary. So, instead of going out to eat, you are spending so much just for groceries you can't bring your family out. Gasoline prices were very high. They have come down, but they were very high. That cut into family budgets as well, and so, we thought we would see this handoff where people would slow down spending on goods. That's fine, he continued. We filled our houses up with a lot of stuff during the pandemic and start spending on services. That's not happening, and that's really putting us in danger of a much deeper downturn than what we saw in the first half of the year. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.